Okay, fine. So we're on the Resh Yud base. We were discussing the five, the seven. We got up to number five, but there's seven reasons that because of those reasons, the avodas Hashem that comes through Hakara sichli, as opposed to the avodah that comes through the Hakara through the Torah, the Hisoiris through the Torah, has five seven advantages. So we saw the first four. Let's have a look at the fifth one and see if we can make any sense out of that. The Torah of the mitzvahs, there's a hagbola. There's so many and no more. Yesh mispa v'gvul. Ve'megiyas lemispa mesuyam shul tarag mitzvahs. Comes to a specific number. It's not just mispa v'gvul. There's 613 mitzvahs. Ve'la mitzvahs asichlios, the mitzvahs that from the seichel, kimat ein lem gvul. There's no limit. Each day, there's more. I just want to see how he translates this, how he writes this initially. Okay, that's easier for me to understand. I don't understand the Pirush so well. Each day in the Avodah Asichli, a person adds his das to them. You work on Shara Bechina. No, so you start working on it each day. You understand something better. You see deeper. You appreciate something more. You see the Chiv more. Avodah Selokim. You start recognizing how much more Chayv you are. It's like climbing a ladder. You're using, so there's no Gvul to it. The more one recognizes with his seichel what's going on around him, then he'll try and understand more and more the toivas. Every time he says moidim, he starts thinking, wow, what about the nisim? Comes Chanukah. There's special times, so you're adding understanding, you're adding sensitivity to what you're learning. As you hold to this ribbon. So as you start recognizing all the good that Hashem is doing for you, start recognizing more how great Hashem is, you become more humble, you become more subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's ongoing. You know, tefillin, there's only so much you can. Once again, in the world of kavanas and of whatever in the midst of Sushua. But the etzim kiyuma mitzvah, not about the kavanas. There's so much and no more. Zel, the 613 mitzvahs is zel. Whereas in the void and the sichlius, it's ain't sof, because you can. There's no limit to how much you can achieve, and appreciate and recognize and machayv yourself. To the extent that a person understands, he's got his own ability to understand. Like we saw in Shabbos Machosa, the Maina Mitgaber. He's always adding new. He's being Machadish. He's seeing new things in the greatness and the chesed of the Boira Olam. Lachen hitchanen David HaMelech alav shalom el Elokim letet lo his iris lekaimis mitzvahs halavavos. Ulahasim ha'enav es masach hasichlus. Kamo sha'omo, David HaMelech pleaded with Hashem, begged Hashem to give him his iris to makaim these mitzvahs of the seichel, of the mind, and to remove from his eyes the screen of stupidity. That one, when you look at the world, you want to see it with seichel. You want to recognize ma korepo. Kamo sha'omo, gal eina va'abita niflois miseira secho. Open my eyes so that I can see the wondrousness of your Torah. Horeina Hashem derech chukecha hadrichein benesiv mitzvay secha hat libe alei doy secha v'oy David HaMelech, you see, is pleading. Shalom Yonatan. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is pleading, David HaMelech is pleading with the Kodesh Baruch Hu to show him, to teach him, to enlighten him in the ways of the Chovas HaLevavos. Hat libi el eido yisecho, libi again. Ve'oidoma, l'kol tichle ra'isi kaitz rechove mitzvoscho ma'od. Ve'chevonosoi b'zeh ha'isa kach, the kavon of David HaMelech. Ein gvul v'soif l'kol ma she'anu mechoivim ba'ayvado yisecho, t'murus to'yvasecha at'midyois. There's no limit to how much we are chayv to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tmurat, in payment, it's in relation to the goodness, the constant goodness that you're doing for us. Since the goodness you do for us is infinite, and it's always with us, so then the chiyuv is infinite. If I give you a 10%. Presence of Fusada, you owe me 10%. But if I'm giving you all the time constantly infinite, ein gvul, so then the shibud is ein gvul. That's what David HaMelech is davening for. Please let me grasp this. Let me have the koichus to this. Teach me your ways. Bend my mind to your edus. And he's saying this because he recognizes that there's everything I saw, there's a limit. About your mitzvahs, rechove ma'od. And that the kavana is that there's no limit to the goodness that he's doing for us, so therefore there's no limit to the chiyuv that we have to him. It's already been told on some of the servants of Hashem, the tzaddikim, shayichoyzim kol yomayim b'tshuva mipnei shayim oisifin lahaki b'kol yom yoseh gedulas elokim. Well, what do you mean they keep adding to tshuva? You did it a very, you did tshuva. No, you believe in tshuva, you believe in tshuva. The veir is God. What do you mean they're doing tshuva all every day? Well, they're so busy doing a veir that they to keep doing tshuva. We're talking about tzaddikim. It means they're always doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yoter pochot. So why are they choizim kol yomayim b'tshuva? You know why? Because each day they recognize more and more and more the greatness of Hashem. U'b'kol yom nochocho ledas ki kafi musagehem hayoyim ha'isavadoyisam ba'ova b'iltim mispekes. When you recognize more today, you realize what you did yesterday wasn't enough. If I understood what I understand about Hashem today, then what I understand yesterday was based on a lack of understanding of who Hashem really is. So the avoid and the tshuva I did yesterday is lacking because I see now, wow, I thought Hashem was this big and he's much bigger. I see the good he does for me. I suddenly realize, wow, now he's doing much more good for me. So the shibud keeps growing. So the tshuva has to be in line with that. Again, because what I did yesterday wasn't enough. Because I suddenly realized more about Hashem. Moshe Doven HaMelech of Shalom. Yoim le yoim yabir oime, v'layle chavedas. V'amoid, palge maim yodu eina alo shomru teira secho. Okay, but we'll come back to this. There's a lengthy footnote here. Understand. Well, maybe we'll come back to it now. Okay, so that's the fifth mile that the avoider through the seichel has over the Torah, is that the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah are limited to 613. Masha'en ken, the chovos halavov are so infinite because they keep growing as your das, as your understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what he's doing for you grows and develops on a day-to-day basis. So to your chiyuv grows and develops. It's not a static thing. It's going to continually go up and up and up. And we see David HaMelech pleading and begging Hashem to have that his oiris. So he says here something very interesting. Right. It's good to see it inside, because otherwise we don't really know what David HaMelech is telling us. David HaMelech saying, "Mamash, my eyes were pouring with water because I didn't keep your Torah." So what does that mean? So he says here, quoting the Amalekit, in the Pischelev, he says like this, "Mima she'dovin HaMelech HaVashon he'stay rak ama she'inav lo shomru es HaTorah." He's learning from here. It says, "Palge ma'im yodu einav lo shomru Torah secha," means that which the eyes never kept. I would have thought that he was crying from his eyes because he didn't keep all the mitzvahs. He wants to medaikia that is talking dafka about the mitzvahs, the Torah relating to the eyes. Lo shomru es HaTorah. V'lo etzta'a gamal ma shesha evorav lo osu zois. And he wasn't mitzdayeh on the fact that his other limbs didn't keep the Torah either. Why is he dafka focusing on the eyes? I would have thought the portion, because you don't cry from your toes, you cry from your eyes. David HaMelech was mayim yodu einoi. There's water pouring out of my mouth. It means he's crying from distress. Lo shomru Torah, because he didn't keep the Torah. But he wants to say, that the tzedafke, he's talking about that he was crying with his eyes because his eyes were the problem, not the other limbs. That's what he's picking up here. It's a fascinating insight. David HaMelech Tzah came from the fact that he didn't keep the mitzvahs properly, the mitzvahs of the lave, the chovos halavavos, he didn't keep them properly. And those are tolu on a correct seeing of the seichel, using your seichel correctly to see reality properly. That's what David HaMelech was upset about. That he didn't use the rear of his seichel, not the physical eyes, the eyes that are supposed to understand. Loshon Yira. Yira means to see the consequences of things, to understand with your seichel what you're doing. Kaboshe Kosev Rabbeinu Le'il, Beketa Zer. David HaMelech Alav Shalom Hitchanel Lashem Lekayim Es Mitzvahs Halavavos Ulahasi Es Masach Hasichlus Malenov. Like we saw before, David HaMelech davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davens, he pleads, he begs that Hashem, that he'll be able to keep the Chovos Halavavos, and that Hashem will remove the screen of stupidity from his eyes. Kashe Omo Gal Eina Va'Abita Niflois B'Seir Asecha. Enlighten my eyes that I'll be able to see, I'll be able to understand and perceive the wondrousness of your Torah. Ki ma'acha shebekol yoyim nisnois v'ledovid ha-melech ha-vasholon ha-sogas chadasha begodlus Hashem v'niflaisov. Because David HaMelech increased each day a new understanding, a deeper understanding, more understanding, a deeper perspective of the godness of HaKadosh Baruch and his niflois. Says Yom Leyom, each day, more and more I understand of you. When David HaMelech understood something new today that he never understood yesterday about Hashem's godless and Hashem's awesomeness, he would pour tears because yesterday Hashem, I had known who you were. How could I have ever done what I did? Now I know that you are. I have regret about what I did yesterday. Also, if the Hashem haprushim shereibenu mesaper elam, like these tzaddikim that the Chovos Halavavos is talking about, that we're constantly doing tshuva because today's perspective of reality makes what I did yesterday look silly. Therefore, I suddenly realized, wow, what did I do yesterday? What I thought was avoidance Hashem yesterday, I have a look now and I see, hey, I didn't even start. Okay, I have to know how to do that and still be a bal simcha, normal and healthy and happy, and get out of bed and write the Chovos Halavavos. You know, we I don't know how roy we are to that kind of an avoider, but that's the vort. In our own little apprentice world, we have to try and emulate that aspect of David HaMelech, you see it sometimes, you learn from a certain person. You got to share, you learn from a certain person. You got to share, you learn whatever. So whatever you think you know who he is, you think you got a grip on him, whatever. And then you speak to him, you relate to him like you were the person who you think is on that level. Then a couple of days later, he gives a share and you suddenly realize, wow, I thought I knew who this person was. We just discovered a whole new level, a whole new depth. I didn't know who he was. You feel embarrassed. Because how did I talk to him like that yesterday? No, and then you think you've got, then you think you've now got him sussed. Now you know who he is, Bacetus. So now you start relating to him on the new level, and then suddenly you see a new insight, a new depth of the person. You say, "Oy vavoy, what an idiot! How could I have spoken to the person like that?" He was. That's a very good marshal for that. That happens often. It happens often. It's happened to me a few times, and I've heard people they describe that. You think you've got this person. Okay, so you know who he is, and you know how to relate to him, at what level you can talk to him. And they suddenly realize how did it. There's a busha. Then you do tshuva. Then you realize more. So that's about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's always more in the Chayvus HaLevavus, in the Sichli world. There's always more to be understood and gained, and therefore the avoider and the shibur is going to get bigger, and you're going to keep climbing and climbing. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so that's the fifth advantage. The sixth one, Atama Shishihi. Mipnei she'avoida shehi toitzor shelis oiris ha'toira. The avoider that comes about as the result of the stimulation from the Torah. Be'yecholto shel odom lasoise kushu simlev u'meichin es atzmoy l'kai moisoy. Ve'ein hi nimnat mimi shemevakash oto. The chaybus of the Torah, the arousal that comes to the Torah, is within his ability to do. When he pays attention and he prepares himself properly to makayim them, he's not held back from what's being requested from him. If the Torah asks you to do something, you can do it. You have to prepare. You have to go through the steps to be able to do it. Sometimes you're honest. But Ikaron, when the Torah asks you to do something, you can do it. Otherwise, the Torah won't ask you to do it. V'ilo avoida hanovas mitoch hakoros sichlis, the avoida that flows out of a seichel dika recognition, ein b'koich adam legia aleha b'shleimus. You can't get there b'shleimus. Ele bi'z amtsus gedoyle val yedei ezra melokim. You can only get there b'shleimus with enormous, enormous hard work and with siyata dishmaya. If Hashem doesn't help you, ze lo lech. A person doesn't have the ability to grasp those things. Therefore, his avoider is on a much more elevated, more refined, more, what's the word, transcendent level. Therefore, you see, David HaMelech, alav shalom, chozet tomid al hatchina lokel, David HaMelech is asking and pleading and begging Hashem all the time. All the time. You go through Tehillim. This is a common theme through the whole of Tehillim. Begging him, please, to help me to get there. You go through Kuf Yutes. Tehillim Kuf Yutes is a moedika capital Tehillim. We avoid it because it's long, but it's filled with David HaMelech pleading and begging Hashem, please, please help me to attain these things. Because without Siyata Dishmaya, it's not Shaykh. So why is that an advantage? I would say that's a disadvantage. What you can achieve through this Oros, through Torah, you can achieve. B'shleimus, you can get it. Masha En Kain, this Oros through the Seichel is always going to be beyond you. Unless you put in enormous, enormous effort and you get Siyata Dishmaya. Why is that an advantage? I hear that it's more elevated, it's a higher level, but who says you're going to be able to do it? So this is a big Kiddush here in the Ma'apel and Nefesh. He picks up on the words Nale v'Romo, Ulechein Avadoisa Hi b'Medrega Har b'Yosan Nale v'Romo. This the avoider that comes to the Seichel is on a much higher, more elevated level. He says, "Kamoshe Rabbeinu Mevayah Barichas Lakamad B'Shal Cheshbon Anefesh Peregimol Cheshbon Chaf Aleph." In Cheshbon Anefesh, it's slightly different to what we've been taught that Cheshbon Anefesh means. Mr. Shem, we'll get there one day. I don't know. Let's see. Don't survive this shah before we start talking about Cheshbon HaNefesh. But then in Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Chavisal explains, Shala Adam lishtadal tomid lo'iver es Hashem lemale miyicholte. Person always trying to serve Hashem more than his ability. And this is very dangerous, by the way. You see, Reb Gershon always talks about a person should learn and do his avoidance Hashem lefi yicholte. Lo yote, aval lo pachot. Yeah, Rav Gershon says that all the time. He's talking to the Bochrim in the yeshiva. He doesn't want them to. It's hard enough as it is. But he's telling you, the Chovas Lavav was telling you, a person should try and always strive for something more, obviously without going meshuga and without reaching beyond yourself. The Chovas Lavav was talking to normal people, not meshuganers. A person should tamid try and work with Hashem a bit better than his ability. Covered with the fact that he realizes that he can't get there without Hashem's help. So he's davening and he's begging Hashem to help him to get there. Okay, how you do this practically, first of all, I'm not sure if you even should. And even if you do, you have to know how to do this so that it leaves you mentally more healthy than you were when you started. Because we know what this looks like. If it gets a little bit off track, this can become very, very dangerous. If a person conducts himself like this properly, remaining besimcha, remaining normal, remaining well within his, you know, David HaMelech himself says, I never asked for anything above me. I never try to do things that were beyond me. David HaMelech himself says it. So you have to understand exactly what this bakasha is and where exactly he's talking about. But if a person will stick to this and work at it and try and dive into Hashem and be normal, so then Hashem will open up Shari Das for him. V'itchasku sichloi v'yavarev l'kayim es mitzvahs halavavis l'malim yicholto yul'alos mimedrega l'medrega. Hashem will help him to makayim the mitzvahs halavavis and go more and more and more and higher in these levels. V'yivtochu l'fonav shari ha-medrega ha-ruchnias shimetonus elokim ha-nechabodo l'am sugulosoi v'oivov. And Hashem will open them up the gates of these levels, these spiritual levels, which is a gift that comes from Hashem to his treasured, beloved nation. That's me. Hashem gives that person chokhmah, das, and simcha. He's to want it first. So alavah, we would just be able to want to do what we're supposed to do within our range. Before we start doing things that are out of our range, alavah, we could use this lesson to do what we're supposed to be doing and really want to do it and beg and daven Hashem to help us to do what we're supposed to do without chapping more than what we're supposed to do. We're barely able to do what we're supposed to do. Okay, so this needs to be balanced. This ma'apel and nefesh that the Pischei Lev brings here needs, but we can use it in our own way as well. Take something small, take something a little bit, focus on it. We're learning Shara Avodas Elokim, we learn Shara B'tochen, we learn Shara B'china. You have to want to be able to attain levels that we're learning here, and you have to daven for the help, because without Hashem's help, it's not shaykh to get there. Okay, so we have 3 minutes. Let's see if we can finish Tam Shri. We'll start. I don't know. Let's see. It's all kokach poshut before we go on to the next section. But if we can finish off Tam Shvi, we'll be a little bit more mushuchra next week to start the next section. But Tam Shvi mipnei sha'avoyde shi'i rak toitzah shel isoyres al yedei ha-Torah. That avoyder which comes about only a result of the isoyres from the Torah, ein adam betuach shelo yikoshel bo. This is not guaranteed that he won't be nichshel in it. We have taivas. There's a koyach of taiva that exists in all of us. And this taiva that gets mixed into his yearnings and desires to serve Hashem gets mixed up. And it's waiting for the person to kind of forget about the obligations so that the taivas can get what they want. There's this ongoing battle between wanting to achieve these spiritual levels, and at the same time, there's taivas that want things that are austere to that. That's when the avoider, these eras, comes from the Torah. Aval keshavoide hi toitzo shele is eras al yedei haseichel, ha'adam betuach sheli koshel bo v'lo yechto. Now that's a big surprise. When you come to the sakara through your seichel, through your own understanding, he says you won't slip up in that, you won't sin in it. This is the maftach to the whole sugya. You won't come to the sichledika understanding unless you've already struggled and battled and worked through weakening the taivas already. Somebody who's immersed in taivas agufni, there's no ways he would have arrived at a sichel dikayirus. He'll be doing what he has to do because the Torah tells him what to do. But you have to break free a little bit from the ruchnis, from the gashmis, from the taivas, which we all have. No one here is living like they do out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? If you're raising Jewish families, you're raising Jewish children, you send them to school and you're marrying them off, you're already limited in your taivas a goof because you don't have the resources the world out there has. You're usually broke most of the time to enjoy too much of what the Yetzirah wants. So when you've broken the taivas agufnis a little bit, and the seichel is already starting to rule a little bit over there. Now the seichel is starting to use the taivas for his benefit. The person is guaranteed that he won't slip up in the avoda. The tzaddik won't come to any avoda. Now we're talking about a very, very high level. We're talking about a level where the person is so menutak from the taivas of the gashmias, he now starts arriving at a sichliastika understanding of the void of Hashem. He goes through the whole process we've been talking about. The Yetzara won't mitarev then get him to sin in that area. That's some heavy ideal that he's describing there. There's a tzarichi in how we can plug into this, find some kind of a connection to this. Because we do, we have menatek from Gashmis a little bit. We are struggling with our tivers. We sometimes even beat those tivers. We sometimes even are able to delay the tiver for a little bit before we slip. Those are big levels in this generation. And that's why we're learning the Sefer. Why are we coming with Mesiras Nefesh once a week to open the Sefer, to learn it, to look at it, to try and understand it? Because obviously we've had some kind of a sichlis dikah his oiris. And we have, at a certain level, weakened the taivas that we're able to at least apprentice ourselves to start trying to work on the sugya. So one has to find in himself some area where we can take this idea. But that's the advantage the seichel has over the Torah. If you're doing something just because the Torah told you and there's no chavis and levavis and you're not using your seichel, you're not learning musa, then the Yetzer Hara is going to marbev. He's going to get mixed up in what you're doing and then you're going to end up having a whole bunch of... And we've seen that in our own lives. We don't have to look too far. We see it happening all the time. That's why we need to pump up and train the seichel a little bit so that the seichel can start ruling more and more over the taivas aguf. Okay, that's beyond the scope of what we're trying to achieve and whatever. Well, that's the whole avoid of musaf, is to get the seichel to be ruling over the guf, over the dimin, over the taivas of what we call the Yetzahara. Okay. I warned you this is tough stuff. This, well, it's an eye opener that we have people even expecting that maybe it's even Shaykh some of this to us. It's gewaldic. Beseda.
Beautiful and so important.
Weiter after Chanukah, take all the Hashpor, all the Brocho, all the light, the Oragonus that we were able to touch a little bit during Chanukah should mamash lighten our way.
Amen.
As we go weiter, Bezrat Hashem, we'll have Satir Yishmayim. Kolin Yonim.
Amen. Have a wonderful night. Take care.
Good night.
Well.
All the best.
Kodesh.